August 26th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I speak to you today, children, just as I have been doing, to nurture your hearts in truth and righteousness. You are unaware of the hidden nature of Satan's plans, the coronavirus notwithstanding. He seeks to divide the good, thereby weakening all good and making it more vulnerable to evil attack. There are many who become his agents and are not aware of the ways evil is using them. This is easily seen in political campaigns. Once again this year, I will send warrior angels to stand beside each voting booth. The ballots mailed from home will carry with them their own angels. This election will not be determined in one day. The results will trickle in slowly. Therefore, prepare for an ongoing battle. Just as I am sending my warrior angels to hearts, the enemy will send his own agents to oppose any good. Therefore, pray that the battle is recognized so that it can openly be fought. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.